There were a few sort of related taxane questions I thought I'd throw out at you at this point. And it really gets into the question of the three available taxanes, how you view them and how the NCCN views them. I guess cost and reimbursement issues aside, if an oncologist elects to use adjuvant AC followed by docetaxel, the dose of docetaxel should be 100 per meter squared and preemptive Q3 weeks, obviously, and preemptive myeloid growth factor should be utilized.
Well, I think that docetaxel given every 3 weeks at 100 per meter squared is a reasonable taxane to use following AC chemotherapy. So I have no difficulty with that. E1199 suggested equal efficacy with paclitaxel in that setting, although again, perhaps a little bit more toxicity, especially fever neutropenia to my recollection with the every 3 weekly regimen. And given the increased frequency of fever neutropenia, I do think that growth factors would be very reasonable to use in that dose and schedule.
So 6 agreed, 3 in between, 3 disagree. And again, Gary Lyman told me that there's a surprising lack of preemptive growth factors. And he does these patterns of care kinds of things, particularly when TAC is used, which I thought was like, everybody knows if you use TAC, you got to give growth factors. According to him, there's significant numbers of patients being treated with adjuvant TAC without growth factors. Any take on what's going on?
I don't understand that. TAC certainly causes fever and neutropenia with high enough frequency that growth factors should be used. And actually, the NCCN breast cancer treatment guideline does specify doses and schedules of chemotherapy regimens. And in the situation with TAC, the NCCN breast cancer treatment guideline does specify dose and schedule and specifies the use of growth factors in 2 of the adjuvant chemotherapy regimens. One would be TAC, and the other would be the dose-dense chemotherapy regimens.